Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, about 15 minutes away from the start of game three of these NBA finals. And it's a big one. Tied at 1-1, the Celtics and the Warriors. They're in Boston. And the winner of game three has gone on to win the finals 83% of the time. And when the road team wins game three in a 1-1 series, they win 91% of the time. So it's a big game. Look, I will say this. Boston has defied those odds. Rob, it was a similar number for game five of every series in a series that's tied 2-2. And they lost game five to Milwaukee. Remember that? Milwaukee's got the best player, Giannis. They beat them in game five. They had everything going for them. And the history, of course, and Boston goes ahead and wins game six and seven. So Boston's already shown that it's a tough team mentally, and they can overcome some of these historical numbers. But nonetheless, those are what the historical numbers say. Tonight is a huge game, and whoever wins tonight will certainly be in the driver's seat. But I think it's going to be a long series either way, Rob. But anyway, that'll start shortly. We got Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble coming up as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, nothing's 100%. So even when we talk about those numbers, there were teams that were able to win. And we saw last year, Milwaukee was down 0-2 and wound up winning. So, you know, it's numbers. You look at them, but it doesn't determine exactly what's going to happen. That's why they play the games. You just never know.
I do think, Rob, and even as I said earlier, and it's true, that Golden State has the momentum. But I got to be honest, in these series, Rob, it really just seems, honestly, in between games, it seems like there is no such thing as momentum. I'm going to be honest. As much as I want to believe Golden State has the momentum because of what happened in game two, every game is its own entity. It really is, and we've seen
it. I agree,
you know, a team wins a big game, you think, they got it. And the next game, they get blown out.
And you notice, because you picked Boston, and remember they played at home, and then they game five.
When they lost to Miami?
No, when they lost to Milwaukee, they were up by 15 in the fourth quarter. Remember that? At home. Yep. And then they lose that game. You go, oh, my God, they're going to lose the series. They go to Milwaukee, win game six, right? And then come back home and win the thing. So
very few people. I did stand by them in that series, but very few people would have thought they were going to come back.
No, after you lose that game, right.
And then even Miami, I mean, I thought they were just better than Miami and would beat them. But after they lose game six at home, Rob, and then they got to play game seven in Miami, you had to feel that game. I mean, are they going to win? So they've defied some logic in their march to the finals. So you got to give them credit for that. But anyway, big game starting tonight. We'll have Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble in a little while, too. But first, we got an NFL story involving Jack Del Rio, coach with the Washington football team. Rob G.,
you mean the Washington Commanders, right.
I've been saying that for a couple years now. I'm so used to it. But with the Washington Commanders, Rob G., we got sound. He tweeted out basically complaining about all the – yeah, go ahead and read the tweet, Rob G.
So Monday night he tweeted in response to a post about the upcoming hearings on the January 6th insurrection. Here's what he said. Would love to understand, quote, the whole story about why the summer of riots, looting, burning, and the destruction of personal property is never discussed, but this is hashtag common sense. So obviously he was asked about it earlier on Wednesday by the media. Here's what his response.
Let's get right down to it. What did I ask? A simple question, because it's kind of hard for me to say. I can realistically look at it. I see the images on TV. People's livelihoods are being destroyed. Businesses are being burned down. No problem. And then we have a dust up at the Capitol. Well, there's nothing burned down. And we're not going to talk about, we're going to make that a major deal.
I got to say this. Well
please,
first,
I guess he did come out
and apologize, Rob. So let's get to that part and then we'll say something.
Yeah, he apologized in a post on Twitter late on Wednesday evening. Said, I made comments earlier today in reference to the attack that took place on the United States Capitol on January 6, 2021. Referencing that situation as a dust up was irresponsible and negligent, and I am sorry. And he goes on further, but that's what he said.
All right. Here's my thing, Rob. And look, if he wants to talk about personal property being destroyed and all that. I mean, okay, fine. That's legitimate. But to call January 6th a dust up? A dust up? That is an attack on the United States of America.
And our democracy, Chris.
Right. It's the Capitol. And as bad as it is that personal businesses have been destroyed and things like that, that's not the U.S. government. And that's the thing, Rob. I don't know what people aren't getting, those that think like Del Rio. A dust up? And I'm going to say this,
Chris,
Rob.
Do you remember the senators under the desk and under their chairs? And
they didn't know at the time that nobody was going to get shot.
Right. Had no idea.
And I'm going to say this, Rob. If that had been black people rolling up into a government building, bum rushing it like that, climbing up the sides, going through windows, it would have been a blood. I'm convinced it would have been a bloodbath.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it either, because it would have been mowed down before it even got close.
It would have been viewed as it's an attack on the country. And that's what it was. And I'm glad people weren't shot, but I want justice to be served.
Right.
And that's my issue. Like, look, he brings up a point about the, you know, riots or marches that went awry and things were burned, and that's fair. But my point is to call – those are separate discussions.
Right.
To say this is a dust-up.
Chris,
that just, come on, man. That's ridiculous.
And you see how glib he was and how he had his chest stuck out? You could just hear it in the conversation.
Yep.
But then, of course, he came back because he realized, I need to keep my gig, and they told me you better apologize. And why would you downplay such a thing when our democracy was on? Chris, we've had presidents win and exchange of power with no incidents in this country. Am I right? Over and over. The other side loses and people go, okay, we're giving up the White House. Here's the new president coming in and whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden, a certain president loses and now you want to storm the Capitol. And you want to break down the democracy. And then Jack Del Rio is going to make it as if it's no big deal and a joke. I mean, how embarrassing is that? I'm telling you, if I'm the Washington Commanders, I would let him go. I would fire him. Because, Chris, you represent the Washington Commanders. It ain't just you and what you can say whatever you want. I mean, it's an embarrassing thing.
I don't know
thing.
If he has to be fired.
I'm just saying.
It's a ridiculous statement. People going to have differences of opinion. And that's one of the problems in this country right now. A husband and wife have differences of opinion. People are going to have differences of opinion. And we have to understand we're a pluralistic country. And people are going to disagree about religion. They're going to disagree about sexuality. They're going to disagree about all sorts of things, politics, on and on. And we're trying to make everybody agree on every little thing. That ain't going to happen. And so he can say what he wants. I don't believe his apology, but he's been forced to apologize. If it's not a problem in the locker room, which players are saying it's not, then fine. If they want to fire him, fine. I'm just saying I don't think you can fire everybody for having a difference of opinion.
You don't have to fire people for
it. My thing is this is an idiotic statement to call it a dust-up.
And I'm not saying
I don't know that it's a fireable offense.
Saying that, but you do represent people who you work for. That's all I'm saying. And you could look at it in that standpoint. That's all. I'm not as a private citizen, he has a right to say whatever he wants. But when he does make those statements, he does represent an organization. And there
even
are people,
among leaders, though, you're going to have differences of opinion.
I get that. But you also, when you're out there and you represent other people, it happens every day where people say, no, you can't represent my company. That's not what we're about.
But
I don't
sometimes
care.
It
I don't
shouldn't.
Care what
it
you're,
shouldn't. It just because they were fired don't mean they should be.
Well,
just because the public sentiment is going. And again, in this case, he's flat out wrong. I don't want to come off like I'm defending him.
No,
I'm just
I know
saying,
you're not. But
I don't
just
believe every person that represents a company, this aside from him and aside from this statement, every person that represents a company, I don't think you have to be politically correct.
It's not about
you
being politically correct.
You can have your beliefs, whether you represent a freaking company or not.
See, I disagree from the standpoint
of disagree all you want.
I
but
can.
Whether you are an individual, you can have your beliefs.
No, you can have your beliefs, but not when you represent. Chris, he didn't do that
at home.
You're
wrong.
He talked to the reporters on that with that Washington.
I ain't talking about him anymore. I'm talking
I'm just saying in his situation.
I don't even want to come off like I'm defending him, calling that a dust-up. I'm just saying people are going to have different beliefs. And even publicly,
you can
they
have
should be able
your
to state
belief.
They're different. But then they get fired for having them? Don't tell
you
me
can
you can have
your
them
beliefs.
If you're going to get fired for having them.
No, but you can have your
That's
beliefs.
That's what happened to Colin Kaepernick.
But you know,
he should
no.
be able to have his belief.
You can have
and
your beliefs.
And he should have been able to stay employed in the NFL because he had
a
different belief.
Yeah, at 100%. But there are other situations where people don't represent companies and they don't want that attached to them. What
so
company?
Is that fair?
He wasn't what you
then
call
don't,
it.
Don't tell me you think Kaepernick was done wrong then. He represents the San Francisco 49ers,
Chris,
and he represented the NFL. And some people didn't like him not being politically correct, so he got fired.
That's not politically correct that he had a peaceful protest. How is that politically correct? What
no,
is politically incorrect?
I'm saying that's
what
I'm
was
saying.
Politically incorrect?
Will
I'm
you listen?
You.
Will you listen? I said people didn't like the fact that he was not politically correct. He was politically incorrect in kneeling against the national anthem and speaking out or during the national anthem. and speaking out against police brutality. And because the people in power didn't like his viewpoint, they fired him. So if you think people, everybody that represents an organization.
I didn't say everybody, but I just said that.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I'm not. There were situations. If I had a guy who was.
What is Colin Kaepernick?
Hold on. Listen to me. If you represented my company and you went out there and you said stuff that I don't believe in and I don't want people to be attached to that with my company, I could have a right to say, I don't want you to be a part of my company and you won't represent my company. I do have
okay,
that right.
So then the
Colin
NFL
Kaepernick
owners,
didn't break any laws. NFL owners as a whole.
Del Rio.
NFL. So why did
he didn't break a law?
Why did Donald Sterling get forced to sell his team?
Don't
Chris,
run from this.
No, I'm
don't
asking you.
This.
Why
you
did Donald
say,
Sterling
no,
ask me
run.
That?
I'm gonna address.
Answer
what you
my
just,
question.
No, I'm not answering your question.
Yeah, because you don't have an answer.
Rob, it's irrelevant
don't have
to
an
the
answer.
Discussion we're
Donald
having.
Sterling didn't break any laws, and he was forced to sell his team because he didn't represent the NBA,
you
and they're not going to have it.
You
know
yell.
I'm right.
You can yell all you want to try to save face.
I'm not saving
but you
face.
Have been
you're,
twisted
you're talking.
Up like a,
no, let, you're not. I'm you're not talking.
Go ahead. When you're done, I'll speak.
Go ahead. Answer the Donald Sterling question because you can't answer it.
Here's what I'm going to answer. You said. If no. I run a company, no, let me finish. If I run a company and someone who represents my company does something or makes a statement that I don't agree with and I don't want associated with my company, then I can fire them. Colin Kaepernick made a statement that the owners of the NFL did not agree with. And they fired him. I'm saying they're wrong. You're saying they were right. That's all I'm saying. Don't you're talking out of both sides
now
of your
answer
mouth,
my
Robert,
question about
I'm
Donald.
Not let
answer
you
my
get away.
Question about
I'm
Donald
not going
Sterling.
Out on no tangent like
answer
you said.
My question.
I'm not.
What happened
out
to Donald Sterling? I'm asking you
because
you have no answer. I didn't get caught.
877.
You don't have no answer. And everybody listening knows Chris Broussard is talking out of both sides of his mouth. Because I don't remember you coming to bat for Donald Sterling. I don't remember that take, Chris. Let's play the tape. You should have been standing up and furious that Donald Sterling was forced to sell his team. I didn't hear a peep from you. So you're the one talking out of both sides of your mouth,
no,
trying to be self-righteous.
You can yell.
You're
can
crazy.
Yell. You can yell
Where's
all you
your
want.
Donald Sterling take?
You can
Chris
yell.
Chris was like, oh, the commissioner, LeBron, and the players did right. He can't say that stuff. Where is your take, Chris?
Rob.
I'll scour the tapes.
Stop
there
being
is
childish.
None.
Stop being childish. All right? You're mimicking voices, going off on tangents. You said if you own a team and someone makes a statement you don't like, you can fire them. That represents the organization. I said, well, I disagree. Colin Kaepernick made a statement that the ownership of the NFL didn't agree with, and they fired him, and that was wrong. And you said it was wrong. And now you're saying, nah, but you can do that. So this is on you. Don't try to turn this on me. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Jack Del Rio situation with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. And Rob, if the Warriors had momentum coming into this game, they certainly don't have it now. Boston's all over them. Up 20-9, 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and Jaylen Brown out to a huge start, 10 points, and it's all Boston early. 877-99 on Fox.
You knew Jaylen Brown was going to rebound from that bad game, so.
I think he's their MVP right now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think. I just thought after the first two games.
Yeah. I would agree with that, no doubt about it.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Jack Del Rio situation in Washington.
All right, D in Virginia Beach, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, D?
Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? Proud of y'all. And I hope you do good with the comedian thing tomorrow.
Thank you.
You know what, Rob? I agree with you, man. I think that, you know, if you're working for a company, you shouldn't make stupid remarks. And I don't really believe that our locker room, man, is really cool with what he said. I don't think so.
Well, that's where I think, and Rob was asking me about the Sterling thing. Sterling's comments affected the ability of the organization to run because the players were ready to not play. If that happens with Del Rio, now there were comments in a story on ESPN where players were like, hey, whatever, he can have his own beliefs as long as he show up and we, you know, whatever. They were fine with it. But if it does cause a problem and you can't run the organization like you need to, then that's a whole different story. And that's when I believe you got to remove somebody.
We saw it with Jacksonville with the strength conditioning coach from Utah, from Iowa. That's what happens. It was all right for a day or two, right? But I'm just saying, and then all of a sudden the other players said, no, he's not going to be our guy. Right. And he had to step down. Mason. In San Diego, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Mason, how you doing?
Doing good,
brother.
All right, now, it's actually Nate. I'm from the DMV, but I live in San Diego.
Okay, we got you, buddy. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I think the parallel of using Donald Sterling is not accurate. Because remember, Donald Sterling and Richardson from the Carolina Panthers got caught saying implicitly racist things. Well, Jack Del Rio just put forth an unpopular political opinion.
Let me ask you this. Wait a minute. Donald Sterling broke no rules. What laws or rules did he break? I'm just asking you on Donald Sterling. He said that on a private phone conversation that happened to be recorded. What law did he break?
Now, everybody knows he didn't break a law.
So why was he forced to sell?
Ability to just say something. You said, like, Del Rio didn't break any laws either, if that's your standard.
I didn't say he broke any laws.
Yeah,
all
but
I'm
why do you keep asking about Sterling breaking the law?
Because my point is that if you're a part of an organization and you embarrass them or put them in a negative light, this is what happens. That's all I'm saying.
But that's what happened to Kaepernick, and it's not right.
I don't look at Kaepernick in the same way.
You should. It's the same exact thing.
I don't look at it the same way.
To me, what's different with Sterling is, like I said,
the 49ers didn't immediately fire him or cut him.
Yeah, but a lot of the fan base wasn't. I'm talking about the NFL. I'm talking about the whole NFL.
Did the 49ers fire him? He played on the
team. Essentially, they let him. Well, he opted out. Nobody re-signed him. I'm talking about the NFL.
But he kneeled down.
If you listen to my comment last segment, I said the NFL essentially fired him.
Chris, did the 49ers, he kneeled down for game after game for the 49ers.
They didn't, but he represented more than the 49ers. He represented the whole NFL. And the NFL has essentially, de facto, fired him.
The 49ers did not fire him.
No, but the NFL did. And that's undeniable. All right, we got to get to Fowler Fair with J.R. Gamble in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, what the?
That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh, my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
It is foul or fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Got some technical difficulty with J.R. Hopefully he calls in here in the next 30 seconds.
Uh-oh, what happened? So are you going to do the first one or what are we doing?
We'll just keep on rolling. I mean, okay. It is the Odd Couple. There's him calling right now. We'll get him on here in a second.
Okay.
But you know how this segment works. I got three baseball topics up to Chris and Rob to go around the diamond and share their hot takes on all of these situations. So let's get started. Topic number one, Rob Parker. I guess we'll start with you because you're the Hall of Fame voter. But
of course.
It's under
protest. I'm the Hall of Fame voter, Hall of Famer voter.
Okay. It's under protest. Here we go, Rob. Both Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout spoke out following Joe Madden's firing as the Angels manager earlier this week. We talked about it. Both guys put a big onus on the players. Ohtani said, quote, obviously, this is not all Joe's fault. Players are, myself, in part to blame because I was underperforming. Rob, foul or fair to say the Angels turned Madden into the fall guy here?
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
I'm not trying to blame everything on Joe Madden. Obviously, the players went into a slump and had issues. But we give the managers credit when the players play well, right? Joe didn't get a hit. Joe didn't pitch. Joe didn't do anything, right? We give him credit. So if you get credit when the players play well, you got to get some blame when they don't. And that's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Look, I hear what you're saying, Rob, and there's truth to that. But Madden built that reputation and that credibility over many years. And he didn't lose it over many years. He apparently lost it over 12 games. And I'm not saying it would have taken many years for him to get fired, but I think he deserved a longer leash than 12 games. Now, I haven't seen reports, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, I haven't seen reports that the locker room was, disgruntled with him.
No, but not yet. There's nothing there. There's
now,
nothing like that.
If that's the case, then I understand it. But I just, barring that, Rob, I just think there were injuries. Rendon was hurt. Taylor Ward was hurt. I do think he was made the scapegoat. And if they turn it around, I don't think it's going to be because he's out of there.
Yeah, we saw in Philadelphia, Joe Girardi got fired, and they're 4-0
so
since.
I'm not saying, but
they made a change, and the players responded. Sometimes, right. Chris, that's why you do it.
Yep.
All right, go ahead, Rob G.
Well, JR's here. JR, your answer, foul or fair to say Joe Madden's being made the fall guy?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yeah, as accomplished a manager as he is, and as much as he's paid, he knows this as well as anybody else. Since Trout's arrival, I say this all the time, the Angels have been given more passes than Cooper Kupp for spending a lot, you know, and not winning at all. At least the Yankees in Boston and L.A., you know, they win when they break the bank. But Madden's a proven winner. The Angels have been one of the most talented and underachieving teams in the league. A lot of bells and whistles and not winning. I'm not sure a change is going to help them, but we know Madden has his quirky ways about him, and if they aren't winning, then he's not working.
All right, we move on. Story number two. Speaking of those Angels, Bryce Harper made headlines this week after the Nationals swept a series against Los Angeles. And he suggested afterwards their success stemmed from a newfound, quote, trust in the young guys the last couple of days.
Oh.
JR, foul or fair to say Harper's comment should be seen as a dig at former manager Joe Girardi?
The fair.
It's a fair ball.
Definitely. But I got to be honest, guys. Sometimes it feels like they all change overnight. You know, guys like Girardi don't really want to work in the corners with the metrics and how his teammates, you know, the players. He's a solid manager, but he's not a guy who, you know, plans team picnics and things that players, I guess, need these days, which is sort of necessary. You know, it's not kind of like at least Tony La Russa is there and oblivious to everything.
So, at 80 years really old, he is.
Are team picnics a necessity nowadays?
Right, I know, okay.
Wow.
I'll say that, let's see, fair.
It's a fair ball.
I don't see how else you can look at it. I mean, the fact that he threw in the last few days is a definite dig. I mean, it's just simple as that. Yes.
This is a hat trick. Yes, fair.
It's a fair ball.
Right. And the word, Chris, the operative words right there were right. The last few days, the last couple of days.
Right. Exactly.
Because the only thing that changed in the last couple of days is Joe Girardi's not the manager. So
exactly.
Right. We got to read between the lines. All right, one more.
And the only thing that changed in this segment is JR came on and it got better. I don't know what's happening with that.
Oh, there you go.
Know it.
All right, here we go. Last question. JR Gamble, MLB bro, here with the I Couple. JR, the All-Star Game ballots are officially out, and if you recall, last year, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Rob's guy, one of his guys, was the leading vote-getter since he was near the top of every single Triple Crown category. Now, this year, there's nobody in that realm at all, really, but Aaron Judge is on pace for 66 home runs.
Oh, my.
JR, foul or fair to say that Judge will be the leading vote-getter at this year's All-Star Game?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
But not written in stone. Judge should be the leading vote getter. But here's the thing. From my experience, New Yorkers never vote well for teams, you know, in the same numbers as small market teams do. And now with internet voting, you know, you got international voting, you got these huge campaigns. So don't be surprised if three guys for the Minnesota Twins starting, right? So how popular is Judge nationally? Not sure, but he was never more popular than that All-Star game we went to, Rob, when he hit the home run derby.
Right, in Miami.
So, yeah. So I don't know if he's even that popular anymore, but the home run leader always gets love, and he is that. So I think he'll be the top vote getter, but someone like Mookie or Trout or Vlad could still beat him. I would be surprised.
I'm going to say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
And I'm going to say it's fair that he will be the leading vote getter. There's no Tatis. He's been hurt all year. That's a guy. I get Mookie Betts, but he's by far the home run leader in MLB. Mm-hmm. And people do know the story, Chris, that he bet on himself. He turned down the deal. And he said, I'm going to just go out and play without getting that money, and I'm going to play for it. And I think fans will recognize that.
Yeah, another hat trick. I'm going fair.
It's a fair.
Wow.
But I am kind of with JR. He should be. But, guys, with the international voting, I mean, I think it could it'd probably be Ohtani, to be honest. I mean, regardless of the type of season he's having, that
he
doesn't
having
really
no
matter
all-star
to a lot of,
season right now,
but you know how it is. I agree, but you know how it is. Just because he's international, he is a great player, even though he's not playing well so far. But it should be judged. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Guys, fun fact, number one in MVP odds, AL, is Aaron Judge. Number two and three, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani.
I know, which is crazy.
And that team and stinks.
Both of them are having
terrible odds?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
And you know what? Mike Trout went 0-26, which was just.
Let me, because we got a minute. Let me ask you.
Tony Gwynn never did that.
Let me ask the two baseball guys. If Trout doesn't, like, let's say in his career he makes the playoffs three times and doesn't do anything significant as far as winning in the playoffs, does that affect the way you guys look at him? If, you know, if his individual play and numbers remain as great as they are?
No.
It doesn't?
What's that? Will it change the way people look at him?
Yeah, I mean, arguably the best player ever. Or
no, you know why? Because people look at Ted Williams. Chris, he only went to the playoffs one time.
Doesn't matter. That was 100 years ago, and that has nothing to do with how people, with all due respect, look at great players now. And if you're not in the playoffs and you don't have a big moment, it's not that they won't respect you. They won't remember you.
That's my point. Are they going to remember?
Well, maybe
that's
I agree with that.
This is arguably the best player ever. That's what I'm saying. Like, because I agree. I mean, I think it's totally different in baseball. You can't, one guy
you
can't impact winning.
Right. Because like if you don't pitch, right, what can you do, Chris?
All
you
can do is.
But will we forget
if Mike Trout,
if Mike Trout is arguably the best player ever, we should remember him. But you're saying we could forget him. We remember Ted Williams.
Yeah, but he only played in the playoffs one time, and they didn't win.
No, okay. I get that.
All right.
But all right.
And he hit 400.
No, I get it. I know.
He
406.
Hit that's why
don't cheat
we mainly
him.
406. Remember.
Right.
So does Trout have to hit 400?
Yes. All right. If he's never going to play in the playoffs, yes. Yeah.
Okay, there it is. All right. Thank you, JR. We appreciate
thank
the
you,
knowledge,
fella.
Brother. Yeah, more I couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And as we move forward into the eternity of bliss, we always wonder, will 2 inches difference of a rim really change a series? But only God will know. Take the floor, guys.
It is the Odd Couple wrapping up a worship Wednesday, and we want to do it this way. Rob Parker, my co-host, friend of 30 years, is making his comedic debut, stand-up debut, tomorrow at the Comedy Store in L.A., and we did a promo.
These comedy greats are the ones you've heard of. Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Gary Shanley, Chris Tucker, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, Cat Williams, Gary Owens, Jay Moore, Pete Davidson, Willy Wonka, Robin Williams, Robin Ventura. But now, you'll hear about Rob Parker. Yes, Rob Parker, a comedic legend in his own mind, is hitting the stage. Jerry Seinfeld once said this about Rob. Nothing, because he doesn't know who he is. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for the original king of comedy. Step aside, Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac, D.L. Hughley, and Cedric the Entertainer. Rob's jokes are so good, you won't need a laugh track.
It's like a ham sandwich. Instead of having lettuce on it, somebody put cabbage on it. It doesn't taste right.
Everyone's a comedian until they get on stage. Just ask Colin Cowherd.
It's getting ridiculous now. iPod, iPhone, iPad. How about the I can't take this anymore?
Join Rob Parker at the Comedy Store at 10:30 p.m. It's a 2-drink minimum. And trust us, you'll need 4. So join the number 1 rated comedian as voted on by really no one. Thursday at the Comedy Store in L.A. at 10:30 p.m. Then after, we're hitting the 7th band.
There it is. Hey, great job put together, Chris, by Vito, our imaging guy, and Bob, the big voice of Fox Sports Radio. Thanks, guys. That was awesome.
So, man, look, you nervous?
Not at all. You know what, Chris? I'm not. I mean, it's a different venue. I've never been on stage to do anything like that. But, you know, we talk in front of people all the time, right? How many things have you hosted? I did the graduation speech for my high school many years ago. You know what I mean? Sitting in front of everybody's parents and kids and whatnot, having to deliver a message. And it's different trying to be funny and make people laugh. I think I have some good material. I think I'll be able to have the stage presence, you know, and I think it'll be a fun situation. I'm not thinking I'm going to be Dave Chappelle or anything like that. So I don't have any like, oh, my God, I'm going to be so funny. Everybody's going to be like talking about me or whatever the next day. I don't have any of that. I'm just going to go out and have fun with it.
You using anything that we've heard before? Or you got all material?
It's not, some. But I got some new stuff as well. I didn't want it to be, you know, if you listen to the show and you've heard some of these, there'll be a couple of those, but I definitely wrote some
chocolate
new stuff.
Chocolate chips!
Yeah,
I know.
Should
that
I
one.
Kill that?
No, that's a great one.
I got to keep that in.
Go ahead and tell it.
You know, like if I was going to start my own TV show or whatever, you know, I would do a version of Chips, you know, with an all-black cast, you know, maybe Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, and I would do guys like that, and I would call it Chocolate Chips. Okay, there we go.
You got to lead it in with the, you know, black, you know, black versions are all the rage.
No, I'm not leading with that.
But you know what I mean? Like, lead into that joke.
Right. Absolutely.
And the other one you got, don't do that one. About the detective, you know who I'm talking about.
We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to start off with a couple of sports jokes about some sports people. That's how we're going to start it. So
Okay.
I got that.
You got a Rob G joke?
Yeah, Rob G's in there. Alex is in there. Chris Broussard's in there.
Yes. Wow.
I'll have to rip on you guys. I think it'll
Rob
be
Rob G, Alex, what y'all got to say about this?
You still got 4 minutes and 30 seconds after that joke, Rob. Good luck.
Okay.
Also, Lily is online, too.
I know. Hello.
All right. It is the Odd Couple signing off for the Worship Wednesday. We hope you enjoyed the show. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio. More coming.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!